Welcome back, Fish Tank Podcast, to our first official episode, but our second recording. That is right, the first time that we tried recording this, everything technical went wrong, and I was furious.
And it's completely your fault.
It was completely my fault.
You know what's crazy is that you didn't even help setting up this whole thing at all.
Yep.
It took me 3 days to get this working.
Yeah.
And that's because he was here the entire time.
You literally, like, just coasted by, and then this was just done by us.
Louis was just fiddling around on the laptop, and I was here literally building this room from the ground up, like an Amish person. Just
when
like
I
in my hands, just going to town. However, how's construction work? You start with wood?
I think you start with wood.
I cannot emphasize how sad I was once I realized, because the technical thing that did go wrong was that two of the cameras just shut off after 30 minutes of recording, which meant that we only had one camera, and it was the lowest quality camera on these two right now. But now we have full HD for everybody's POV. But yeah, apparently video cameras just have this thing where they shut off recording after 30 minutes. And I should probably not have this in the shot. But that's our timer to let us know. Once 30 minutes is up, we have to re-record again. And
that
is just...
part is too, we were on such a roll during that podcast. And after we ended it, Fish was just like, yeah, man, I think we did everything right. I'm just like, it's the first time, guys. Something's going to go wrong. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure everything went right. And he's just like, he came downstairs when I was on my computer. He's just like, we lost half the podcast.
However,
but we are back.
Yeah, we are back. And also, we are going to be uploading that episode to our Patreon, which might not be available on launch. I'm not sure. It might be. We don't know. But when this episode goes live, definitely check for our Patreon. And
we're gonna have a lot of cool goodies there, and
we're gonna be recording
stuff.
Extra, I don't know, 20-30 minutes of podcast every week. That's gonna be exclusively on Patreon.
And I'm gonna save my best jokes for you guys, so don't even worry about it. And maybe a story or two that I've never told before that I've recently remembered and I tested out.
But they'd be better jokes than what you say now.
It's possible
because that's not that good.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like to think that I'm at least doing a little bit of something. No? I got
to
step it up.
I don't even think we need him here, to be honest.
You want it to be like the duo thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. You know, this is a rough way to start this podcast. Okay. Just getting kicked off immediately.
First motion in the band, I'm leaving the band. I just don't line up with your guys' ideals. And
You wrote our ideals? You even came up with the name. Yeah. Just like, yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore. And you guys are bringing a lot of negative energy. No one has said anything. I feel like we're not living up to our potential.
Well, yeah, right after I took like a 3-day breather of touching the podcast, being like, man, we'll get it again next week. And then I got sick from something, no idea what it was. I'm feeling much better now. I'm completely rejuvenated.
He slept for 16 hours straight.
I literally did. It was scary. I hate doing that. I feel like I've wasted so much of the day, but now I'm back at the couch.
It's
and
my normal day, man. I coin flip every time I wake up. I'm like, will I get through today? And then I pass out again.
Yeah. But
it's a fun time, man.
But now that we're back, things are going to be very different. We're not going to be through a digital recording of each other's
no more like, fucking low quality weird audio shit with Discord. Like, yeah, we have it all.
My mic actually sounds good now. There's actually good cameras going on. It's a whole thing, man. We actually have production value that isn't hinged on whatever we're doing online.
Yeah, cool. And we you can't see it right now. We have more microphones that just aren't put up right now. But next week, whenever our first guest,
yes,
that is going to be in person.
And the guest.
Should we keep it secret?
Yes, we should absolutely keep it secret. But the guest is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to bring them on.
We have a huge lineup in general of people that just want to be here in person.
Turns out in LA, there's a lot of people that we both know and are genuinely interested in talking with us.
And when we say we both, it's me.
And it's mostly Felipe and for the most part. Yeah.
That's actually true. I mean, I don't know.
You don't know anybody.
I mean, I don't know. I just moved here in October, man.
You know like who Christian knows? Like, he knows a bunch of VTubers.
Should we bring some VTubers on?
If they're okay with showing their faces.
No, VTubers. Or we can have their VTuber model.
Oh, that would be, yeah. If we can I don't know how.
They would just green screen, right? And then we would put them in our.
Just there.
Listen, man, I know a lot of them. I'm pretty sure, like.
Dude, we can get, like, porcelain made.
Yeah, we could do that. Love Heavenly Father as well, I'm pretty sure.
Who?
Heavenly Father.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
He's awesome. I love him. I love him. He's an awesome.
That would be so cool. We'll all just put headphones on and put a Discord call on our phones. I think that would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a fun time. But, yeah, I know more people online than offline because I'm a chronic
degenerate gamer.
Degenerate, yeah. But that's what makes me so likable to
I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy that we went from like just Overwatch Discord group like playing video games to then when COVID hit, we all still wanted to party and like drink and stuff. So we moved to VR chat and then met like the top people from VR chat, like the Rafflegator like crew. And
yeah.
Then, and then just like just meeting everybody there. And then we're still involved in that community, which is, I think, just hilarious to me. Like how we can go from doing the Overwatch thing to then just being accepted into this community of people that are absolutely the most degenerate people I have ever met ever in my
life.
Fantastic
people.
Have we gone into, just to give more context on like what the VR chat community
no,
is?
No, no.
How it's basically, well, if you are a VR chat degenerate, it essentially means you go on VR chat just daily, or
you
maybe
sleep in
every,
there.
Yeah, you
they
fall
asleep
with
their with
this uncomfortable headset
their
on.
Headsets on.
It's
cuddling
tried it.
The air.
Yeah, cuddling.
there's like literal cuddle puddles of VTubers and mutes. Like there is
huge milkers. Even the guys.
Avatar yeah. that you go as, because you have a virtual representation of yourself that you can just choose or have custom made for you. Which, by the way, if someone told me when I was in college as like a graphic designer or like a 3D modeler, that they told me that I could make a fortune off of people just wanting you to make crazy anime girls in virtual reality, I'd be like, I don't believe that at all. And it turns out some of the richest people I know are just modelers for that, and they make an absurd amount of money with just these big boobed women that they model on VR chat, and they're everywhere. They're friggin' everywhere.
And some of them are guys.
I'm super happy that it happened, that we got to meet like this crazy subsect of people. Like this is a community or a culture that not many people get to experience.
Mm-mm.
And we were thrown into the thick of it. Like there are some nights where me and Fish were up at like 5 a.m. and then they would have us like sit down, and then it was just a bunch of mute VTubers giving us lap dances.
Oh. In
VR. And in VR, we're just sitting there like,
we've never addressed that.
Now, here's the best part about that, too. You have individual volume sliders for, like, everything when it comes to VR. So you can turn off the music that's going on, and everyone else will still hear it. You can turn off all the background noises, all the ambience, and you'll just hear people's mics, and you'll just hear people go, like, in a club, right? Where it's, like, a VR club, music's going everywhere. You can turn all that off, and you just hear people standing, and then you just hear...
But why would you ever
just
do
dancing.
That to somebody?
It's the funniest thing on the planet.
That would be, oh man, that'd be
it's
bullying
so,
at that point if you're just
so
turning off.
It's so unnerving.
If you're turning off all the sounds.
We get invited constantly to like strip club events in VR.
In VR chat, where it's just
and they're crazy.
They have everybody sitting around a circle, and then the VTuber will come out and like point at you, and then that means you have to go on stage, and then they dance upon you.
They make you feel so welcome, especially if you're a new person there. If you manage to slip your way in there and they find out that this is your first time there, they will bring out like three dancers on top of you, and they'll just start going at it like so hard.
The best part is when we get invited to those things, like after the first time when the mysticism kind of just like ran its like course, we Louie and Fish would just start cracking jokes every time a dancer would come over and just try to break their character while they were dancing. Most fun thing on the planet, just having them just stop mid-set, just laughing their ass off because we're just sitting there just cracking jokes one after another.
Yeah, it's
very immersive. I would be in an actual strip club.
I've never actually been to a strip club.
Neither have I.
I've been to many.
I feel like I'm terrified of doing it. I would not.
My first time, I don't think I've ever told this story. I got swindled. The first time I ever went to a strip club, I got swindled. I was in college, and my skater friend, because I was skateboarding at the time, and he was like, dude, we should go to a strip club. And I was like, I've never been to one. And he's like, you just got paid. Let's fucking go. And I was like, okay, cool. And so we go to this strip club.
Thing to do.
I was 19.
19, okay. Just
19,
got paid.
Yeah. It was 19. Like, what, first freshman.
From that first
paycheck? No, 200.
$200.
$200.
Not bad.
$200 in my bank account. And
damn.
Yeah, we all know that you were a YouTuber, all
right? No. I thought you meant like 200 from your bank account minus like 200 to zero. I'm sorry.
Were fucking working. I've been working since I was 16. I took the bus from high school.
So did I.
No, fucker. Fuck you.
I was on the subway every day.
Yeah, whatever. You had the subway. Everyone takes the subway different. In New York. It's a completely different experience. You
know how much the subway was?
It doesn't matter.
$5?
No, it's $2.25. Well, $5 for there and back. Okay.
Even cheaper. What are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining about anything. When I said damn, I thought you meant you ran it from.
Don't say damn.
He really said, I made $200. He was like, damn.
I thought you meant like you spent it, like you got it and then you spent it.
Wait for the story to end.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I've been to many strip clubs after, so I'll preface this that a lap dance usually costs around $30 to $50, right? For like 3 to 5 songs.
This is information I need to know. Yeah. This is so helpful.
So okay. For 3 to 5 songs. And also DJs are trained to play the songs very quickly. So it's like 3 to 5 songs and then it's over in like 10 minutes, maybe. Maybe sooner. No. So I go to the strip club, right? And I get this really beautiful lady comes up to me.
Beautiful.
And she's like, do you want a lap dance? I was like, sure. And then she comes up. She takes me up to the private area where you sit down and then they start giving you a lap dance.
But right? Are there people that are seeing you in this?
No, they're like closed off usually.
Okay.
Like little curtains and whatnot.
Okay.
So
it's like GTA.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. No, they get it good. Like
they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. And then after the 3 songs are done, so I pay her before, right? So as we're coming up, I go to the ATM and I give her the $50.
She like, walked to the ATM with you?
Oh, that's a big thing. So they will walk you to the ATM, and if you're drunk enough, they'll be like, oh, what's your PIN? I'll put it in for you. I'll get the money. And then they'll take out like thousands of dollars from your bank account. It's happened to my friends. Like, do not ever let a strip club press the buttons for you on an ATM.
Oh.
They do it. Okay. But that's a
so she did that to you.
No, no, no. Numbers no,
and
I,
only $200 and then
no, 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 no. I did it. I did it. I gave her the $50 before the lap dances. And then after the lap dances, she was like, okay, that'll be $200. And I was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, it'll be $200. So I very like shakily go to my wallet. I take out the last $200 that I have to my name and I give it to her. And then I walk back downstairs thinking that this is what's normal. And my friend, his name is Connor, he goes, how was it? It was good. And then he's like, how much did you give her? And I was like, $250. And she was like, and he was like, did you like fuck her or something? And then I was like, no, she just gave me the lap dance. Like, bro, you got fucking play.
Wait, so
she literally knew. I think it was just the look on my face or something. She knew that no it was my sympathy. First time.
No sympathy.
No sympathy. And just like stole all my money.
Yeah, like,
and then she had the audacity to like blow me a kiss and wave at me on the way out.
Nice. That's amazing.
And I was like, you fucking.
That's what that money bought you.
It was.
She'll remember you forever.
No, she won't remember me, but I'll remember her forever.
And that's what you paid the money for a memory you'll never forget.
Wait, but yeah, I mean, at that point, I get that they read that it was your first time there. But if you said no, I'm not paying that much. Like what?
She didn't give me an option. It wasn't like an option. Like
what would happen if you said
security?
No?
Security? I don't know. Well, now I know. Now I know that you can just be like, fuck you, and then leave.
This would happen to me. I'm just going to say that.
If somebody... yeah. Now I know that. Yeah, but like definitely. At the time, I thought, ooh.
This is why people need to hear these stories.
Now, because of inflation or whatever, this is actually the running price for like a lap dance at a strip club. It's $200 because that's just, you know, the economy. And, you know, you have to think about, you know, what it costs to run the place.
None of that applies.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying nowadays, no! Many years later, 10 years, the cost of inflation, yeah, like $50, now $200.
I actually have another strip club story. But it's a strip club owned by one of my friend's parents. So whenever we go, I'm actually, the parents love me for whatever reason.
Everybody loves you.
Not everybody. There are some people that hate me.
There are some people that really hate you. And then there are some, and then the majority like you. But you have that polarizing effect. It's just thankfully it's all mostly positive. And then
could that hate be jealousy though?
Ooh,
I haven't thought about it.
You're hot.
I wasn't taking it into like the looks account. It's more like the very approachable account.
But this is a funny, it's a really quick story. Okay, okay, yeah. So we go to the strip club, right, that my friend's dad owns, and then he gives me $1,000 in singles to spend into the club. Because he's like, you know, straight back to me.
Yeah.
But I've heard now that he never does that to anybody.
Oh.
Just for me. And then, I buy a lap dance. From what I then found out after the lap dance is that she is a school teacher, an elementary school teacher.
Oh, no.
And literally, this was like 8 years ago. And she still asks about me to this day.
What?
Yeah, she's like, how is Lewis?
Oh, because she
we had a very nice conversation while she was giving me a lap dance. We had a very nice conversation. And
what
then,
on earth could you have been talking
about? I don't remember, dude. I don't remember. I don't remember.
I bet you didn't. One of your heads was doing the talking.
Yeah,
the
but it was like, it was. It's so funny. She still asks about me to this day.
I'm just trying to picture what that conversation could possibly have been while she's shaking her ass in front of you.
You received that well.
Yeah.
You know how to take a dance. Would you guys ever dance on somebody?
I have.
You have?
You dance on me all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking like you get that slow music going on.
And then yeah.
Really?
You guys know how my rhythm's like. It wouldn't even be a dance. It would just be. It would actually. Be
I couldn't imagine having sex with you.
Jesus.
Just like it would be like that meme.
No, you can't just say that to a friend. That's fucked up, man.
What's it called?
Seabat. Seabat. Yeah, yeah. Seabat.
So messed up. The worst part is, that's not even the first time I've heard that. not the Seabat thing, but just like someone talking to me, be like, you know, I just can never imagine you having sex. Like, why not? What about me just doesn't, like, you just can't imagine I attract people.
It's your rhythm. And it's not that you can attract people, because I think you can attract people. I think
it's just my complete lack of rhythm.
Yeah.
You had, when we did a dating show on my stream, and I just let anybody.
It's always too bold.
I just have
a bunch of fucking, my asshole fans, yeah. or a chat. It's just dudes, like, I want to date Louis. And then it's like, super pretty girls for fucking Tubal.
We had, yeah, okay, so we did a stream dating show, obviously for content. Like, we had submissions given for every single one of us and a few other streamers. We had it for this year. But yeah, Tubal literally.
I had some pretty girls too.
I was literally the one that put out the announcement and everything. It was going to be on my stream. It was very, like, my channel oriented. Tubal had more submissions than I did. Which is crazy.
I still am shocked by that, to be fair.
All these fucking hot goth chicks.
I just thought it was going to be like 27 submissions.
I bet they weren't even goth before. I bet they put on goth makeup.
Oh my God.
Just for your fucking.
You changed them.
I don't know if that's true. I'm going to be real with you. I don't think I can inspire that kind of change in anyone. Being goth is very like.
I think Tubald online is way more confident than Tubald in person.
So much riz, dude.
A lot of riz online.
You just said you can't imagine me having sex.
No, I can imagine.
You can imagine you having e-sex.
You having sex, I just can't imagine it's good sex. I don't know if that's worse.
Why would you say that? Bro, my man pipes. I don't give a fuck what you just said. Go back. Roll it back. Nah, bro. Man. He pipes. My roommate can plow it down. I can't believe you just said
that. See, that's a real homie over there. And then Louis is just looking at me like, I just think you have no chance.
No, I think you have a chance.
Louis has,
and I'm gonna make sure of it.
This is a new build confidence.
First episode of the podcast. You suck at sex, and also, what's the deal, man?
We can work on it.
What do you mean?
I can teach you.
I want this. Can we address this new build confidence? Where's this?
Yeah, Louis is so confident now because he lost like 400,000 pounds of weight in like a month. And like
pounds?
He's just skinny and strong now. He goes rock climbing every day. He's like talking
about
how
he's
doing
right
like a V7. Yeah, exactly. Like, he's even got short socks on right now specifically to go rock climbing because he's been ragging.
You take off
on
your
me.
Socks for rock climbing if you got your own shoes.
All right, whatever, man. But like, he's been telling me, he's just like, yeah, You need to have long socks on because that's the fashion now. By the way, my TikTok.
I learned that from Ray.
Specifically.
Oh, yeah, long socks. Yeah.
It was specifically just thirst traps, by the way. His TikTok used to be just thirst traps. He somehow fixed the algorithm.
Yeah, now it's climbing and fashion.
Only climbing and fashion videos.
Yeah.
And that
is. I used to. My TikTok used to only be OnlyFans girls promoting their OnlyFans or just thirst traps.
That's
completely.
It was incredible.
I remember I had sounds that are famous now 2 years ago, and Fish was like, how do you unlock these sounds? Like, where? What do you have to do? I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Area of
I never used TikTok.
It's not even a secret area, actually. He just found the most like insane part of TikTok and mainlined it.
Yeah,
and he found some crazy stuff, man.
But yeah, I lost a lot of weight. Not through. I mean, yes, I started working out and stuff like that, but I got a gastric bypass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lie about that or, you know, give anybody false.
Tell people what that is.
Yeah. Basically, they make your stomach smaller and then they bypass your intestine into the smaller stomach. That's pretty much it.
So stomach is like the size of like maybe a walnut now or something.
No. It's a little bit bigger now, but it's like the size of like a coffee cup.
I feel like though, even then, it's a lot of self control. Like once you actually have it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's the best decision I've ever made. It's completely changed my life. Like.
How do you feel now that you've lost the weight? Do people treat you different and whatnot?
Yeah, 100%. Like
people are hopping.
People, on the dick now. Okay, like
it's true. You would not believe.
It's crazy. So I lost all the weight in like 6 to 7 months, and I'm still losing now. But 6 to 7 months, and from where I was before, the world is so superficial. It's crazy.
Oh, we've been new that.
It's crazy. The way people treated me before, not to say that people didn't treat me nice or anything like that, because, you know, I have these guys. I have friends that I've had forever.
Got you, brother.
But the way people treat me now, like, I'll go shopping for groceries. And if there is, like, I will get stopped at the register if it's not too busy from the cute girl taking my stuff and just talk to me. And it's not just girls either. It's like
it's
men. It's men are more interested in what I have to say. That it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Like,
oh, yeah,
just
course.
The world. It's
when
it's,
you're making a giant life change like that as well, and you also get to see it in like pictures and whatnot. Because I still like I went back and watched an old video because I was looking for a specific clip, and Louis came up, and I was just like. Damn, my boy's a whole ass different person now.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely just completely different. Like, he smiles wider now, believe it or not.
You're also, like, watching, I don't know, just facial hair and other things.
Like, I'm more into, like, fashion. And
yeah, and that's fucking dope.
It's I'm not trying to. I'm trying to, like.
Which is a desperate need of help, by the way. But other than that, like.
I'm also not saying that, like, you know, if you're overweight or anything, that's bad or anything. I'm just saying, like, for me. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's opened my
life.
Listen,
if you're overweight, try being skinny for a bit and just see how the world
changes. Yeah, just give them both a try.
Just give it a shot. Just let us know what happens when you lose a bunch of weight and see if like the world changes for you. Because this is one of my favorite things I've seen on TikTok. There's this one comedian that used to be super heavy, apparently, and then he lost a ton of weight and he like put on muscle and he's way more attractive now. And he's just like, ladies, I'm a pretty funny guy. But I wouldn't be like this if I started out the way I am now.
Yeah, this is a real thing.
I tell you right now, if you ever see a big guy, give him a chance. Help him get skinny because you'll have the hottest, funniest man on the planet with you.
I had to rely on my personality for everything.
Yeah, there you go.
For 8 to 10 years. Like, I had to build charisma, understand how to talk to people. Like, I don't say... What's crazy is I don't regret it. Like, I think it made me a better person, and now I just get to be fully the person that I want to be.
That's actually beautiful. I'll be real.
That's poetic, is what that is.
That is.
You're just living poetry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll
believe that from the bottom of my heart. You so pretty now.
I 100%, I I don't want to say like understand that, but I've been in a place where it's like I grew up in high school not doing any physical activity at all. Like I grew up basically being, what's the word? Like I could see it in my face that I wasn't working out, but the rest of my body still looked skinny. And then I went through working out all of college, like getting like super buff. I saw videos of myself like the other day of me being 21. I was fucking ripped. And then I went backwards. Like I didn't do any physical activity after that. I saw my face like grow again. And now that I'm back to like working out, it's 100%. Like you do look at things differently, even if it's just like you look at yourself in the mirror. And that's what I would, something about it is like if you're looking at yourself too much, you might start getting that like body dysmorphia. You might start misunderstanding like the process and all that. Mm-hmm. But if honestly, if you look at photos from when you weren't doing something versus when you're doing something, you do notice a difference. And I don't know how to describe that. It's like you do notice things about yourself in like a positive light. Mm-hmm. And it also just feels good. It does give you that like, I don't know, that feeling of accomplishment once you have been working hard at something.
Dude, when I finally got back to like a full plate on the bench on like both sides, I was like, this is the best thing ever. And I immediately blew out my shoulder. I was feeling myself. I was like, I got this. I got through like two sets. The last one,
we're old,
final push, dude. I messed my shoulder up, dude. I was so mad. I walked out of that gym. I was like, I was having a good day. Ruined for like the next 2 weeks. It was awful. But I got to tell you, when you are finally in the rhythm, because this is the crazy part about working out. It's not as hard as you think it is.
Yeah, it's hard for like the first 2 weeks. And then after that, the days kind of blend together and it's just becomes your routine.
You start becoming obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Again, it feels weird not going to the gym.
You feel like you're missing something if you skip it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm
Which is why it becomes so many people's like personalities. Yeah, like like rock climbing is something that we've been taking on, or I've been, you know, you've come a couple times, but like I've been doing it like 3 or 4 times a week, mm-hmm. like just really going. I can see why people make it their whole personality. Like not just rock climbing specifically, but any active sport, it's just like so fulfilling. Like
to watch yourself improve too is just crazy, especially at the beginning, because you have like beginner gains is a huge thing with just about anything you do, because you'll be amassing knowledge and like experience so fast that it's really easy to just become fully swept away by that. And as you go on further and further, you'll just be like, you'll get plateaus and whatnot, and they'll kind of taper off a little bit. But you'll have so much experience and stuff then that you'll just be like, this is just a good, fun thing to do. And that's really like the big thing for everything. It's, I think for a lot of people, it's mostly just starting something. That's the hardest part.
The 0 to 1 is harder than the 1 to 100.
So now you guys understand whenever I bring up swimming. No, you guys understand.
No, I don't.
No, you still bring it up. Like it's
too much.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like you're living anymore. In your past, like yeah. You've lived past your prime.
Yeah.
Like
I would rather if you just talk about the gym now and rock climbing and
man,
stuff.
Man, I mean, all I'm saying.
No, like, you're in a fish tank right now. The swimming thing has not stopped at all. It's still your whole personality.
Yo, I learned,
dude,
my buddy.
There's a coral reef next to me. What is this?
My buddy from, who's also on the team with me, he has only done working out. He's so much more strict about it than anybody I know. He went to the alumni meet like this year. And he swept the floor with some of the swimmers that, and again, he's like 24 at this point. I'm 25. He was a year younger than me. And he was able to still keep up with the people that are constantly swimming every day. Yeah. So it's like that muscle, what's the word, translated into swimming.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
So yeah.
He's an incredibly more about fit swimming. Guy, man.
No, that's the end of it. Here, pause right now. Okay, we're back. And if this was an awkward cut, then just know that this was us suffering from the 30-minute
time limit on the cameras.
Yes, but we are back.
Yeah. So
I have.
When do we get the like little coral pieces that you have on the bottom of fish tanks? So we can just throw it at each other. Is that a thing?
Like the rocks?
Yeah. The little
you want to throw rocks
so
at each other?
You want to just like crunch on?
I don't want to throw a rock. I never wanted to crunch on the
no?
rocks on the bottom.
Really? Like you ever pick those things up and just be like,
I always thought algae maybe looked like it tasted good.
Yes. Algae. Yes. I had, algae? When I was younger, like I had fish shit? That were literally fish tank cleaners. And they would go suck on the sides of the tank and they would just clean it up. Like that
fuzzy.
Was their food.
Oh no.
No, but part of it, it doesn't
awful.
Matter what it looks like.
Some of it just looks tantalizing.
Look like, yeah. The rocks at least look like nerds. That's what I always thought as a kid. Like that, they just look like more, like bigger nerds, which I thought was awesome. But the algae looks fuzzy and gross. There's no way, man. I don't even know how people eat seaweed. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I love seaweed.
It looks so gross.
Are you talking about like dried or wet seaweed?
Just any seaweed. Like I don't even know how people like went into the ocean, looked at it, and be like, "That looks delicious." Because it's so just offensive. It's just green wiggly stuff. It's just chilling, and it touches your foot, and you think you're getting dragged to hell.
That's so offensive.
I don't know, man.
That's like my go-to snack, and
I don't know how. It doesn't even look. It just,
now that I don't want to say I've discovered, but like Ray has, when we moved here, and we had the whole process of like Christian and I would pay for groceries, and Ray would just make us dinner every night. She just kept recommending us like go to the H Mart, go to any Asian markets or anything.
It's
and
the
when
best
we
shit.
Would start walking through that areas, there was just so many snacks that I know I've tried
it's
in my past.
So
but
good.
They're just all there.
Dude,
and seaweed specifically, dude. I grab a whole packet of that. Like
seaweed
maybe
is... Wait, you don't like seaweed?
I don't. I think
dude, seaweed is so good. It's just like savory delight that has
it's
zero calories.
It's just salty nonsense.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, me it and Fish good. Went to a different Asian market when we were going to one of our friends' house. And that was the first time I think I ever went to like a big Asian market or whatever. It was so peaceful. And like the music was nice.
Music was
and
bumping.
And like it just is a whole different vibe to like a normal American supermarket. And it was like I was wandering down the aisles like I feel like better being in here than I do shopping anywhere else. Despite the fact that the aisles were like one person wide. Like they were just it was very narrow. Like everything was just a little narrower than normal. But like it was so peaceful and calm. And like there's like... It just felt like there were just bins open everywhere of just fruit you just pick up and whatnot. Like in an American market, it's just like a cardboard box with like 50 cantaloupe just stacked on top of each other. And it's just like, it just feels like this is meant for specifically making money as efficiently as possible. And the Asian market is just like, everything here is just kind of efficient and it's a little smaller and it's just nice. You just want to walk through here. Very calming.
And you bring up cantaloupe.
Yeah.
But do you like honeydew?
Yes.
I feel like there's not a lot of honeydewers out there.
Love honeydew.
I love it.
Terrible melon.
It's a good melon.
It's the worst.
It's a great
when one. I see both of those in a fruit salad, I get madder that they aren't different fruits that I could be having.
Honeydew is...
It's a filler fruit.
No.
Yes, it is. You put it in your fruit salad specifically
to take
a piece.
I'm not a strawberry guy.
That's insane.
Why?
That's
I just don't
like
about
it.
It. I've never liked it from the beginning, and I always like tried to lie to myself, like, oh, this is good, right? I just don't like it.
It's just so easy to like bite it and then you throw it out.
It's like the perfect. It's like handmade to just be able to eat easily.
Fruit is something that you can't, that you should never be like, I'm having too much of this. Also,
that's why there's a lot of sugar, right, in fruit?
No, there's like a positive thing about it. If you eat. Fruit a lot, and even if you start getting full, it's like cool to keep eating it more. Oh man, I wish I'd remembered what the like high nutritional facts about it was before I started saying that. But
I mean, fruit has a bunch of sugar in it. Like it's a crazy amount of sugar. It's like simple sugars that are easy for you to digest and whatnot, but it's not like the healthiest thing to eat a bunch of fruit. Like some fruit is definitely good for you, but like if you keep eating a ton of
I've
it,
never
it's
felt
bad.
Shitty when I've eaten like a whole two packs of blueberries.
I mean, it's also
blueberry. You're a blueberry bitch?
It's just a blueberry. You can
Hondo
eat like
P.
4,000 blueberries
Hondo
before
P.
you feel anything.
I'll bet I'll get a
I think I'm a banana man.
I also, yeah, blueberries, bananas.
I'm a grape guy.
I'm a
purple
BB man.
You know bananas are berries?
I don't want to talk about this. It's going to make me mad.
And watermelons are berries.
Stop. What did I just say?
They're huge
and
berries.
And blueberries are not berries.
That's infuriating. Stop.
Strawberries
Stop.
Aren't berries.
I'm gonna hit you.
I promise you, it's crazy.
Stop. It's because Stop of the shell, right?
No.
The
so
shell
so
of the
so if you think of
banana.
A if
watermelon
think,
has
no,
shell.
If you think
banana.
Of a strawberry, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of seeds in it. Technically, it's more like a pineapple, which is like they're called multi-fruits.
And it's got a shell.
Sharp shell.
What strawberry has a fucking shell? What are you talking about?
Get him. Get him. Get him.
He's an instigator, by the way. For those of you that don't know, Fish is a big instigator.
What are you talking
he
about?
He loves trying to get people to fight each other. He'll be in the background and be like, get him. Yeah, do it. Tell him. Let him know. All the time. It could be one of the smallest thing. Be like, I'd sneeze and say, bless you. Be like,
do you remember him. That? So we used to get on Saturn for liking butter noodles.
Butter pasta.
Butter
as
noodles.
Italian.
And then,
I don't think
maybe like,
first of all, he
maybe,
never actually did.
No,
it was just,
no, we
just
made fun of
him
for it. And then, I remember a year later, we were in a 5-stack in Overwatch, and it was silent, and then I was like, you know, I kind of like buttered noodles, and then he was like, get them.
I don't think I was ever using a video anyway. I kind of like buttered noodles. Silence.
Get them.
I do remember that.
And then no one said anything. And he got so mad.
Get him.
This is like for a year of me calling him a butter boy whenever we got into arguments.
And he never even liked butter noodles.
He never even brought it up once that he liked butter noodles.
To begin with.
Like, straight up, you have other people from the group, like Ami, straight up saying, I have butter noodles a good amount, and nobody shits on her for it. But Saturn, who has never even had it once.
He's like, you're Italian. Fuck you.
I'd be like, all right, whatever. I don't have to take this for an Italian likes butter noodles. He'd be like, what? And then that was the only thing I would say to him like in every argument. I would just be like, all right, butter boy. He's like, I don't like butter noodles. And then that happens with Louie, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just, my fingers are crossed, and I'm just like, I think that's fine.
Get him.
Get him.
Dude, so good. Oh, man.
Dude, what I love about making fun of Saturn is that he gets mad in a way that it's like you can continue that joke. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
He doesn't
it.
Get butthurt about it, but he'll also go along with it because of how, like, defensive he is in a good way. Like, how much he'll stand up for himself and be like, shut the fuck up. He'll come back at you with how much you came at him.
Yeah. It's never like you know you can't hurt his feelings. Like, I've never hurt Saturn's feelings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
He's a great guy. Yeah. And he just turned 21.
Finally. Jesus, dude.
Do you want to know something crazy about
he's
Saturn?
He's able to turn up with
dude.
Us.
Dude. Every time I see a picture of Saturn, I'm like, this is a pretty good looking dude, all right? Like, I think that just normally. Like, unobjectively, I think Saturn's a pretty
now
good looking dude.
Now he'll be fucking gaming with us.
Now,
like, yeah, I got a girl.
Specifically, he pulls more than any human I have met, and it doesn't make sense. Last time we talked, he said he was holding a conversation with 7 different girls.
That's crazy.
7 different girls! And I was just like, how do you keep track of that? And he goes, carefully. You have to mess up once and it starts to crumble. Just once and it will start to crumble. But that's crazy. The thing is, he's not even in a relationship with any of them. He's just like, yeah, we're all just having fun. I'm like, with 7 different girls, dude? That's a lot of fun. He's got a lot of hair, too, by the way. His hair is, like, super poofy.
Yeah, it's very poofy.
He's got
a lot to grab onto. It's
no, I continuously tell him to get a haircut.
Oh, you don't like it?
I just think that it...
Here's the thing, though. When he's pulling like that, you can't mess with the formula.
No, I can't.
You can't mess with that formula.
But imagine how much more.
But you don't know
oh,
that.
Oh, you think
that's
he can be multiplied
thing.
Instead
so.
Of divided?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. He looks like a hot Weird Al Yankovic. He's got crazy curly hair, man. And it's huge.
So I think... Okay, this is a cool question. Ready?
Sure.
So mm-hmm. we're out here in LA, right? We've all moved out here. We're meeting new people constantly, right? Mm-hmm. What are the biggest red flags... in friends? Yeah, so like you meet a person, okay. What is something that screams to you, maybe I shouldn't be friends with this person?
So this is like someone that I just met that's, yeah, that just tells me no, I should not.
Because normally when you meet somebody, you put your best foot forward and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll be friends. But what are the things that start to show you like maybe I shouldn't be friends with this
if they
person?
Refer to people in LA, because I feel like a lot of people that I've met are not well, they're mostly in the whole, they could be content creators, they could be music, basically people that work on their own time. They start referring to them as like influencers a lot.
So if you refer to yourself as an influencer?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what it is. That one word when people start throwing that around.
Oh, I'm an influencer.
Like, yeah, I'm an influencer. And they're like, I'm working with a lot of other influencers that are coming together and trying to make this big project work. I'm just like, shit, man, is that project really that big? And I feel like you're searching for a lot that's not just... friendship oriented.
Yeah, I feel like the word influencer needs to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like big time.
It does suck because that's what you kind of are in a sense.
Well,
but
okay,
I
don't think, what's an influencer, right? Somebody that influences people to buy shit.
A marketer.
Or a workout guru.
You want to start referring to yourself as people. Gurus now? Yeah, I'm a YouTube guru.
Okay, but let me think of another one. Okay.
I'm a Twitch guru.
So do you have any like red flags?
I mean, for me, most of the time, red flags come from just, like, the vibe I get from people when they initially come up to me. I've talked about this before where it's just, like, I just kind of look at people. And, like, the way their body language is a lot of the time, I don't even know specifically what it is half the time. It's just, like, subconsciously, like, I'll just get a feeling. And I'm just, like, this person either doesn't care about me, the conversation, or they're just here for something specific and they just don't want to be part of the conversation. And I don't know what it is a lot. I don't. But I know it's there.
I think a way of easily portraying that is if somebody asks you a question that's past what do you do, Like as simple as that. If they're willing to ask you a question,
pass. Like, oh, pass, who like, do you know? What do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's even before that point, but that is a good point. But like, it's before that even. Like, just trying, like trying to go up and like make conversation with someone. You can tell whether or not they want to engage you or they're more like standoffish.
If they can ask you a question based on what you've put into the conversation, past who are who do you know and what do you do?
That's always nice. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, then that's a. If they don't do that for the duration of what, like,
you might three, as well just minutes, be out of it.
Yeah,
it's hard to do that at parties though. Like that's the only time I like really like.
Well, it's hard because you suck at talking to people.
No, this is the different.
No,
thing. A different thing.
No, do
this
you think you suck? You talk. Do you think that you suck thing. At talking to people?
I think I really suck at starting conversations. I don't know how to initiate like any conversation. Oh, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, yeah.
Like once I get into the rhythm of it, and like I find like common values or whatnot, it's a lot easier. But like I always feel like I'll ask questions that have like a definitive end to them. And then the conversation will just naturally just stop there. And it's infuriating because I don't know how to fix it. And every time I like look up ways to stop doing that, because I'm so self-conscious about this. Like half of my TikToks come down to like ways to make conversation flow more naturally. And I just forget when I'm doing it, or I just, it doesn't work the way that it seems to do with the people showing it to me. And either way, it's just something I'm really self-conscious of. And I just don't know how to fix that unless I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I am the greatest socialite ever. It's like it unlocks that part of my brain where it just the conversation flows naturally after that point. And it's infuriating.
It's the loss of inhibition. Yeah.
Well, even that.
Ooh, I thought of another one.
Okay.
Okay. If somebody pulls somebody else into the conversation with the intent of, how do I say this? If somebody pulls somebody else into the conversation and then introduces what you said to them, versus they were talking about their own thing and they brought that other person to talk more about what they said. Because if you guys start talking about that thing together and start just like talking, I feel like I've had this moment happen to me where, oh God, I'm explaining this horribly.
Yeah. So, okay. So you're talking with somebody.
Yeah.
Start there.
And then, I don't know, you bring up a topic of conversation.
And then they bring somebody else in and then talk about something else.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they don't continue your conversation.
Yeah, but it's that and also...
So it's like general uninterested.
Yeah.
I think that's a good red flag. Okay, so I have a very specific red flag for friends, and it's like the biggest thing for me. If they don't have a group of friends, that's like the biggest red flag for me. Mm. So like, you know how there's like a lot of people that are like, oh, yeah, I know a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have a core group of friends,
all you loners out there that are good people and don't have a group of friends, I'm sorry.
No, okay. But it's hard to explain.
I know what you're saying.
Because it can mean two things. One of them is not bad. One of them is that you're just introverted and you enjoy being by yourself. And there is no problem with that. But if you're out trying to make friends in LA, that's out of the question. You're not that.
Okay.
The other thing that it means is that people don't fucking like you and they don't want to be around you. And that's why you don't have a group of friends. And
I feel that.
That's like bing, like in my mind, I can't be around it.
Okay.
It's a lot of negative energy.
Though. I feel that.
Is that negative? Is it for me?
Okay.
Maybe not for you specifically.
Like from me or?
I mean, I feel like it's a little judgmental at that point, but like not in the way that.
Oh, it's definitely judgy. I'm not. There are many exceptions to the rule. It's not a rule, even. It's just like like an alert.
Okay.
But I think
it's the caution flag instead of
yeah.
The red
it's like
flag,
a caution flag, but yeah, the it's just a big tell for me.
Is it like one of those TikTok beige flag things where it's just like my boyfriend doesn't have like a set group of friends. He's just kind of off on his own, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Because I see those all the time. Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
It's just weird quirks that people
have. And especially in LA as well, because it could just mean like clout chasey or, you know, shit like that.
What was your other flag?
Well, I was just going to say a better way that I discovered how I can describe that is that once they bring their friend into the conversation and then they continue to actively be a part of hearing whatever their friend has to say about that conversation topic, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They're bringing additive in.
Yeah. They're okay. Just like,
you'd be like, oh, you're talking about this. My friend actually knows a whole bunch about this. Maybe you guys would like that.
Versus like, hey, you have a lot to say.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I've met like two different people, I think, that have worked at NASA at this point. I love talking with those guys. They're like, yeah, you know, it's just like I do like space stuff. And I'm just like, I don't even know where to begin in a conversation with someone that's a space person. You know, like it just works in the industry.
I've actually met a couple NASA people.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how many of them I've run into Joel's. At this point.
Joel's used to work at NASA.
Which is a crazy thing to think about. He just gets to be handsome and smart and also work at NASA. I hate him.
God, handsome, he's so smart.
He's got like all good these kisser. Got all these check marks. What a bastard. Guys, some people just line up all the check marks on the charisma list, huh? Infuriating.
These are all things though, that you
tall. These are just like random things to look out for. Like
all these things though, I genuinely believe these are all things that you can work on through practice. These are not things that people just get born with. These are things that you can work on by just interacting. This fucking guy. Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of these things that if you not to be a fucking going down this self-help improvement plan, but I do believe that if you start looking at yourself and you see these problems with yourself, they're all things that you can work on. It's just on when you decide to do it or not.
Can I tell you a secret? I've been keeping this to myself because
of the couple thousand people.
I saw a TikTok where it's just like, if you do this stretch every day, it'll unlock your back and it'll help your posture to add like another inch on your height. And I'm just like, I have to know if it works.
He's trying to make himself tall.
I've done that too, bro. I'll tell you about mine after this.
Here's the thing. My right shoulder has been so annoying. Like even before I heard it, don't cover your face.
I understand. Like, I've done this too,
like,
bro.
I've been thinking like I slouch a lot when I game. Sure. So I figure my posture just sucks. And I'm like, maybe like, because I've been like,
I mean, if you stand up straight, you add an inch. Easy. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So like, what if I just work on my posture so that way it like broadens out my back so my posture's fixed and I'm fixing my normal height like all the time instead of just always feeling like I'm kind of compressed in on myself. Like that's, I'm not trying to like go and like, I'm going to get to 6 feet just going. Like I'm not trying to unfold my spine like an extra like foot. I'm just saying like, what if I just like have the fixed posture so that way I'm like actually at my full height all the time instead of just feeling all compressed. But it feels weird to tell people that because then they do what you just did where they cover their face.
Okay, like,
Can I tell you something very nice? I've literally done that too.
Yeah, but you have scoliosis. That's like a whole thing.
No. Okay, well.
You're probably actually 6 feet tall if you're
No, one time I was DMing a girl and then she told me that she was like 5'9" stretching on 5'10". And then before I met up with her for like, I think it was maybe a month, I was doing this stretch where, I mean, I'm not going to go into specifics, but yeah. I was following a stretch like daily for a good 5 minutes throughout my whole day of just trying to do that. And then I was measuring myself after like every week and being like, I think I'm seeing a difference, but I couldn't really tell. I couldn't like prove it to you. But,
Can I tell you something very nice?
Sure.
I think you have more tall guy energy than you do short guy energy.
Good. That means I'm exactly like my dad.
Perfect.
Exactly like him. Because that's where I get, I think, half of my personality from is genuinely just from how my dad takes up a room. He's shorter than I am. And I swear to you, I still feel like I look genuinely up to him. Not like, obviously I look up to him just as a person, but like, I always feel like I'm somehow shorter than him whenever I'm talking with him. And it's crazy. Like, he's got amazing, like, entertainer energy. Yeah. That's what it is. I've always envied the way he's able to have conversations with people. Like, he is the conversationalist. And I feel like that adds a lot to how he just brings a room to focus on him in a way that makes him just,
he has an energy. He has an energy.
Exactly. And that's like a thing you can't teach for the most part. Like you can learn things about it, but like there's just some things naturally people have that are just like, I think the word is enigmatic, where they're just,
enigmatic.
One of the words, I don't use that word often.
Enigmatic.
It's like they just draw people to them. And I've always wished I had that kind of energy. I try to emulate it and it just doesn't feel right. It's like not my personal energy. Like some people just have that ability. Like you, Louis. You do that all the time.
Just stop.
I'm telling you, like that's you. One of your things is you have that thing. Like you could never be a hermit if you tried.
No, I would go crazy.
Exactly.
Like, so a lot of people, like I figured this out about myself, even from like a year ago. So when somebody's like, oh, I have to charge my social battery, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. It's like you have to, that means that they want to be alone. and like build up that strength or that energy to then go out and meet people again.
Yeah, 100%.
So mine is the opposite.
Yeah.
I charge my social battery by being, I charge my alone battery is how I would call it. So I have to be with people and then I can be alone for a little while.
I got you.
Yeah,
because I mean, what do you think it is about being alone that just makes you go crazy?
Oh, it sucks.
What, like, is it just talk to anybody? Going around?
What?
I mean, I wouldn't agree. Like, my body works the same. Like, I like being alone, but it's the, I mean, I just imagine it's just flip vice versa. Or if you're alone too much,
I just feel more comfortable around people.
You know what's crazy? I think we embody the three different types of social batteries. Because Louis loves being with people all the time. I could not message people for like a year and I will still think of them as my best friends, and they'll be like, I haven't talked to you in forever. I'm like, yeah, but nothing bad's happened. And they're like, but we haven't talked. I'm just like,
and
yeah,
Philippe's like right in the middle.
And then Fish does both. He flips between the two very easily.
I would like to be better towards reaching out to people though.
Yeah, but you're still good at it. That's the thing though. You're not Louis' like thing where it's just like he constantly is doing it, but like you're able
damn,
to do
bro,
it.
Damn, bro. What a spectrum.
So
look at us.
You're very in the middle.
We're on the spectrum.
We're on the spectrum.
We did it, boys. We found the joke. I think that's just funny that it turned out that way. Because I'm super introverted. Fish is in the middle. And then you're like, what is the middle? It's like biverted?
Biverted.
Biverted.
You're biverted.
Is that what it is?
Oh. And I'm extroverted.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, the whole spectrum. You get every point of view.
We're going to make biverted merch.
Biverted. Yeah, no, I was devastated when we all had a clubbing night. And then I invited Christian. I asked him like three times.
No,
he's like,
way.
I said,
no thanks, my brother. I'm good.
I had four people be like, hey, man, come to the club with us. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. I don't fucking want to go to a club. There's no shot.
It's a fun night.
It's all the things I don't like when I go out, because like I like conversations. Where
there's barely any conversation. It's dancing. It's
all I can't your ass does the talking.
I can't dance. I hate being around loud music for that long. Like I could never go to a concert.
They played bangers.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. But like I could never
like
be
old, like
I don't
20. They were playing 2011 bangers. Bring us
this
back.
This is a good club. This is a good club.
Yeah.
But like I can never go to concerts and stuff. Like whenever it's just like, hey, you want to go to a concert and see this band? I'm like, dude, I don't like their music that much. Even if it's my favorite band. Like you could be like, it's a Panic at the Disco club back when I was in like high school. And I'd be like, I don't want to just at all. That's just never been a thing I want to do. But like a club just like puts that to the nth level. It's like all the way at the top. There's like, it's too loud. There's too many people. I can't have a conversation. You're like, what if I hit on girls? I'm like, with what? I'm already 5'7", all right? No one looks at me when I go to clubs. I've tried on several occasions. I've bought so many drinks, and the girls just walk away when I hand them the drink. They don't even bother to, like, give me a chance to do anything. Talk to them, dance with them, nothing.
I feel like asking a girl to buy them a drink is, like, not. That's, like, outdated at this point.
I genuinely don't know what to do at clubs. I don't know what to do, but either
hello.
Way.
Hello.
You never, but, yeah, you hello them.
Oh, the music's just going crazy,
no,
and I'm all the way
not
over
like
here.
That.
Dude,
it's not like
I
that.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
But I will it's say separated. That if I took Tubal to a club and I lost him, I'm never finding him.
It's true.
I'm looking out of the crowd. It's just the tip of a hat. Like
I wouldn't have a hat on in the club, to be fair. I wouldn't have the hat on. I would have the blonde hair styled and going free.
Yeah, that's a good thing about dyed hair. You get spot out easily.
Yeah, yeah. I would be like,
yeah.
I
would never lose Jen Gerbifer. I would
have red hair,
fucking bright red hair.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way you'd find me in a club. Everyone told me, I was just like, listen, you guys have fun. And I went home and I went to bed. That's what I did. I didn't even play Diablo. And I've been loving that game.
I love it.
Well, when's the last time you went to a club?
Oh, years ago at this point.
How much time do you have, you think, on the...
It's been 55 minutes.
Okay. So I wanted to bring up that we are probably going to upload that other episode, right?
Yep.
To the Patreon. And some of the things that we talked about is you will get another greeting from us and like, you know,
we might have overlapped with some of the stuff we talked about,
but we do talk about like the state of Overwatch.
Yeah.
We talk about the Twitch ban stuff. We talk about a lot of really interesting stuff. So that will be up on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, just it's a great way to support us. We're going to be doing a lot of really fun things. We're going to set up a Discord for everybody that's, you know, joins it, and I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be really cool.
Also, for the Spider-Verse thing that came out, I have a story that I remembered from back when I worked in IT that I don't think I've told anyone before, And I'm going to save this for the next podcast, but I'm going to tell you guys how I got the terrible title of Spider Lord for a while.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Dude, I've messed up so bad.
Oh, God.
You're going to love this story, man.
But we have a lot of ideas for, like, challenges that we're going to do. We have, like, I mean, and I can't press this enough. The guests we're going to have are going to be so, so cool. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is stopping by.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm. Well, not him.
He's Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. And his wife, Michelle Obama.
So he's willing to come on any podcast, but Bezos is chilling. He doesn't care. I talked with him.
And they're going
to
be here with us. We understand this is a podcast that some people are listening through audio, but for the most part, we're going to be able to interact with these people in person in ways that we wouldn't be able to do that with our online guests that we had before. Like, we're probably going to bring a lot of other people back as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be different for the better. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, people. So
it'll be all three of us and then occasionally a guest every once in a while.
What was what were some of your favorite guests that we've had? Because I have I think all of them were fucking awesome, dude. Like Sleepy.
Sleepy's still my favorite. I love
Sleepy. Athena was great.
Athena's awesome.
Mitch was cool. Oda Block.
Oda's crazy. I love
dude, him. Dude, talking he's to him is crazy. So easy because yeah. he can just carry a conversation. Yeah. If there is somebody that could carry a conversation, is that guy.
Is Oda Block?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. That dude doesn't stop.
He doesn't just, fucking
like,
stop.
I don't take like any type of
dude, no.
He's a million miles per hour. Yeah. It's insane. It's
like Twitch streamers have a lot to say, and when you just throw them into, I guess,
I think that's why I kind of fell out of love with streaming. Because, like I said, I'm so good when I'm around people, but when I'm alone sitting by my computer, there's just no thought in my head. I'm just like, what do I talk about now? I don't know.
I like rambling. I think it's fun.
You're good at it.
You need that back and forth. Yeah, I feel like there's a.
I need a back and forth. Yeah.
I like having someone there with me, especially people that are like more predominantly towards like talking conversation. But I can just ramble about stuff. That's fine. Because I don't mind being alone with my thoughts because my thoughts just never shut up, man.
There's Frogger was good.
Oh, Frogger was amazing.
Yeah. Frogger. I remember his. Okay. Yeah. I remember Frogger.
My team has thrown the idea out to me of literally flying people in.
We should do it.
Have a weekend, have an episode of these specific people because that do not live in LA. That's where we're based right now. And yeah, I've somewhat been open to the idea. So if the podcast does well enough, then
we'll be flying in guests and then
we'll be flying in guests.
That'd be great.
My dad on this podcast. I'm sure he's
coming. Oh, we still want to do the dad podcast. And I think it's more real than ever because we all live in the same place. We just all tell our dads to come out in the same weekend and we just do a dad cast.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the top golf.
I gotta say though, I don't know much about, I mean, I've talked to your dad on the phone. I've met your dad in person. My dad is so
disconnected. Oh, our dads will. Well, so are they, dude.
The internet, like
yeah.
My dad has no idea what's going on. He'll follow me. My dad will like random tweets that I put out. And the most horrifying one he ever liked was this one of Makima from Chainsaw Man, and she was like biting Denji's finger or whatever. And I made a tweet about it. It's just like, man, if I had a girl like this, she might as well be the control devil, the thing she could make me do, I think is what I wrote. And then my dad liked it, and I'm like, I forgot he could see these
things. Oh yikes.
Oh my God, so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't know about you, I've had moments like that. Like my mom has for the past year recently, she's discovered my Instagram, and so she can see every story that I'm posting. And like I posted a really bad selfie, and then her response was, "Oh, you look so good in this photo," and I was just like, "Oh God, this is not supposed to be a flattering image of me." But I'm glad that you like my haircut.
Listen, man, there are just some places your parents should not have access to. That's all I'm saying. There's just some places they shouldn't be able to have.
I'm glad that I never. I think you're some. Well, no, you do Twitter, but I don't have like a personal social media. Mm. I stay off that shit.
I understand that I won't change your mind, but I wish you did.
No, I'm not going to.
Damn.
You don't have an Instagram?
I do, but
yeah. No, that's fair. I don't upload too much to my Instagram either. I just like making tweets. I think it's
fun. You're like a poetic guy.
Yeah, but I mean, like half the shit I write isn't very poetic on there. Like it's just dumb. I just have like an idea. I'm like, this will be funny, and I get like 30 likes, and I'll delete it. I'll be like, no one likes.
Don't
that.
Delete it.
Oh, the ones I that delete don't tweets only get 30 like are terrible. They're just terrible. And then Louis will just be like, hey, you want to see something cool? And he'll just tweet a smiley face and get like 70. I'll be like, motherfucker.
I'll rarely delete shit.
I don't think anymore, dude. I haven't tweeted in. Yeah. I think we're waiting to rebrand everything for the album. So we're like quiet. So yeah, we're quiet on social medias right now, but we're going to probably like delete everything or just like archive everything. Mm-hmm. Change. We need a new photo shoot, new banners, new visuals, and then just like launch like the album. I'm very excited about it.
There is big things coming from all of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not this guy.
Okay.
Yes, he did. He guy. Did the subathon. I think that was the peak.
There could be another. There could be another. Okay. Fucking subathon.
I mean, we had like Tubold a date is, thing coming up.
Oh, we still, yeah. Subathon, I mean, we can talk about it then.
Tubold has a, yeah.
We can talk about it then.
Tubold has a lot of on.
We the can do the date
I have
here, right?
So many.
Can we do the date
videos?
In here?
We could, yeah.
Dude, okay. I have so many unreleased videos because my poor editor, her computer exploded.
Oh, God.
Dude, there were like 4 videos that she just had and was like going through.
But she has them now?
She's still working on getting the PC working. Like, it,
well,
dude,
let's not to disrespect the process, but let's not get into too many specifics. But yes, I've been yelling at Tubal to get a new editor.
Dude, I just
start putting out videos and all that.
4 made videos, dude.
Louis,
4 fully made videos.
New music coming up. New,
new everything. New, it's gonna be awesome.
New whole person built. Podcast. This is big. I will make sure, so help me God, these episodes come out every week since I am not in charge of editing or thumbnails anymore. Now somebody else is in charge of that. All I have to do is tell people, get this to me by then. I'll pay you. Let's make it happen. And yeah, we're going to have wonderful guests. We're going to keep this consistent. And yeah, it's going to be high quality as you saw today and all that. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Any last thoughts?
Thank you all for coming back. I hope you guys have been looking forward to it and have enjoyed. And we'll get more quality stuff to you very soon.
And respect to anybody who does podcasts just without a whole team, because this was a bitch to set up. But, but I'm glad now that we finally have it. It's
Big
so worth it to see
he
it.
He really did go above and beyond to make this happen. So that's like, this is all on him.
He's
got a crazy work ethic.
I've learned a lot, but yes.
And you, honestly, we wouldn't. I feel like we ended it on a good note like last year, but like the amount of comments and questions and from people are asking like, hey, when is the podcast coming back? Really back. Like drove us to do this again.
100%. Yeah, there are people asking. And
so for those of you that have been asking, and that one guy that keeps commenting on literally everything I do that says, hey, when's the podcast? It's right now, you asshole.
Get a life.
Shout out to that guy.
RBM. Thank you, Robert, everybody, for listening. We will see you next week with our first ever guest. Again, in person, same set and everything.
And you're not going to want to miss it.
It's, yep. Oh, my God. It's
be
gonna
there.
Be amazing.
Subscribe on YouTube or support us on Apple Music and Spotify. That helps more than you would imagine.
It really does. Please.
It really does. Yes. So do that. Just show any support. Maybe we'll have the Perry Chiron open. If not, then probably the next week. And yes, we'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.